Listening. Jobs for the future.
I would like to give a warm welcome to Dr. Antonella Arulapan as we find out more about jobs for the future.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, Antonella, I've been reading the famous 2030 study by Oxford University, which suggests that about 47% of jobs that are around today will be automated and will no longer exist in the near future. That sounds like bad news to me.
Yes, but there's a lot of good news as well. We are going to see more and more technology-based jobs taking on important roles in the decades to come, like in agriculture. In the 19th century, the farming industry was a lot bigger than it is today. More than half of all the people who lived in the U.S. lived or worked on farms. But as more and more people have moved to cities, that figure is fewer than 2% today. But farming is moving to the cities too.
You mean urban farming, right?
Yes. For example, the company Iron Ox started by a pair of engineers who used to work for Google. They have built an indoor farm in Silicon Valley, halfway between San Jose and San Francisco in San Carlos. It's a hydroponics farm.
A hydroponics farm?
Yes. They use a method of growing plants without soil. The plants grow in water with mineral nutrients in it, all carefully controlled by a computer. And, unlike regular farms, where plants grow on the ground, their plants grow in vertical and horizontal boxes. Again, a specially designed computer controls the use of glowing LED lights and the amount of water that the plants need to grow.
That sounds great to me, but what are the benefits of urban farming as opposed to conventional old-fashioned farming?
Well, first off, these farms are in easy distance from cities and therefore consumers too. Unlike the majority of conventional farms, the produce doesn't need to be shipped, railed, or trucked in over hundreds of miles to the shops. And secondly, they've adapted the just-in-time method, usually used in manufacturing, to farming, which results in less waste with overproduction.
Producing less waste is something all of us should try to do. Well, thank you for joining us today, Antonella.
My pleasure.